Disposal at Ron Evans Enterprises. They specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, water line rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets, standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right, Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at beliciofoods.com/careers.
Well, happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where Jennifer is here with a whole literal cast of characters, pun intended, right? And these lovely ladies are here from Oak Hill, right? Okay, very, very good. So first off, and then we're going to talk about why you're here, but could you all introduce yourselves, please?
Yeah, I'm Brianna Lodwick. I play Pinocchio in Shrek the Musical Jr.
Hello, I'm Taylor Simpson, and I play Princess Fiona in Shrek the Musical Jr.
Hi, I'm Bryn Morgan, and I am the lighting technician for Shrek the Musical Jr.
I'm Megan Bias, and I play Mama Ogre in Shrek the Musical Jr.
Very good. So now, are you getting the theme here? I think we're going to talk about Shrek today. So, welcome, ladies. This is so fun to have you here today. And so tell us, because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I've ever seen Shrek. I know.
Really?
What?
Wow.
Shrek? I don't think I have.
Wow. Okay.
So can you kind of tell us, like, the story?
Okay. So the story follows, obviously, it begins with a little Shrek and his two parents, Mama Ogre and Papa Ogre. And and they send him off to, you know, start his life. He hits the age of 7. They're like, get out. And
at the ripe old age of 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Ripe old age of 7.
Okay.
And they say, get out. It's time to go on your own. And so he, you know, he gets his swamp. And that's where he lives. It's his own little area. Well, this guy named Lord Farquaad comes in. And he says,
wait, all fairy- Farquaad?
Farquaad. Lord Farquaad.
Okay.
And he says, all the fairy tale creatures, all freaks, fruitcakes, whatever, get out. I don't want you anymore. And so he banishes all of them to Shrek's swamp. Shrek comes back and he's like, get out. I don't want you here. And they're like, you got to help us. So our knight in shining armor, Shrek, goes to save Princess Fiona. And they make their way back. And Princess Fiona is to be married to Mr. Lord Farquaad.
Oh, he's the villain.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy. Okay.
And awfully short. Awfully short.
Ooh.
And very short king. And so basically they come back and obviously Fiona and Farquaad are at their wedding. And Shrek has fallen in love with the princess. And
what's not to fall in love with?
I know, right? She's beautiful.
Right?
So true. So true. And whenever Shrek finally has his true love's kiss with Fiona, we find out that Fiona's actually an ogre. And all of the fairy tale creatures get their homes back and we all live happily ever after like we're supposed to.
Okay. So it's kind of the opposite of a lot of the movies where, like, the princess kisses the whatever and then it turns into a prince.
Yeah.
It's the other way around.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How funny. It's kind of mind-blowing. Well, very good. So tell us, well, that's so fun. So when you say junior, what's the difference between, like...
Okay, so I'll take this one if you want me to. Okay, yeah. So basically, our director over there, Miss Kugel, had said this earlier.
Wait, is she the wife of Sam?
Yes.
And the Kugel's cookies?
Yes. Okay. Okay.
I've heard the stories.
Yes. So basically, a regular Broadway musical would be about 2 hours long, while a junior musical has like scenes cut out.
I see.
And it's also a lot cheaper and it's shorter.
Okay. So. All right. So it's just more conducive to like what you all have time to do.
Like our audience and everything.
Yeah. Okay. That makes total sense. All right. So tell us, like, how do you guys, what involvement do you have in putting on this production? Because I know you mentioned lighting and so tell us what, you know, what y'all have had to do and how long have you been working on this?
Mm. Ooh, that's a good question.
It's been since end of November, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because we had auditions in end of October.
Really? So how do you know, like, do you say, okay, I want to play Shrek or I want to play whatever? Or how does that whole process work?
Well, I guess I'll take this one, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
First, you kind of got to, like, you look at your script. And you're like, okay, there's like all these synopsis of the characters and like the little bit you have to like memorize or prepare for the judges. And you go in and you're like, I really like this character. I think I could do really well with this character. But then whenever you're with the judges will already have something in mind. And like they'll take your performance and will be like, well, I think maybe you'd fit this character more. Or what you just did was perfect. Like they kind of... You may not get what you want.
Okay.
But that is okay.
Makes sense.
Because all the characters are so funny in Shrek, I think. And to prepare, you gotta make sure you memorized everything. You gotta make sure like you're acting and like you're actually putting 110% of your character into what you're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've always... Like, so I took some theater classes in college and stuff. I never was in drama like in high school. And I think I've talked about this a little bit, but I just never had the guts to do it. I was just always so like nervous about it. So what do you do to like get past the butterflies and all that? Or do you not even get nervous?
Oh, I think we get nervous.
Oh, we get nervous. Yes. Palms are sweaty.
Yeah. Oh, weak. Lots of, okay.
Voice is shaking. Yes.
Oh man.
Well, this probably isn't the best advice, but I don't wear my glasses, so I can't see the audience.
Yeah.
Love that. That is such a good defense mechanism.
Yep. But I just kind of just, I you got to remember just to have fun. And
yeah,
at the end of the day,
that's what it's all about,
you just
got to
have fun, even if you mess up. It like in Shrek, it's funny anyway. Yeah. So whatever you do, you can't really mess it up. So just have fun with it. Plus, this is our senior year, mm-hmm. So we got to make it count.
So oh, yeah. Have you guys all been in drama, like, all through school? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say just about.
I've been since 7th grade.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
Have you guys been in since 7th grade?
You're 8th grade.
I'm 8th grade.
I did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in the ensemble the first year that we did it. The second year that we did it, I was like, I can't. And then... And then I was Spotlight for Singing in the Rain, Babette last year. And then this year I was like, I'm going for Pinocchio.
And you got it.
Yeah.
Nice. So. Love that. So do you get to wear like a big nose?
Yeah.
Yep. So Pinocchio is in Shrek?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf.
And every
other fairy tale creature.
Oh, they're
ever.
All in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, very good. So, all right. So lighting. So, you know, here's the thing, you know, you put on productions and you see the actors on the stage, but you also have people doing sets and costumes and lighting and music and all of these things. So how did you get into the lighting part of it?
Well, originally in 7th grade, I had auditioned for ensemble, but the day that
what
we had
that
our
mean?
So ensemble is when you like sing and you're in the musical, but you don't have like a main part. You don't have a named part
okay.
or like lines. You're just usually singing along in the songs and being like background characters
okay.
in the scene. And I had got that. And then the day that we went, like the first day of rehearsal, the people that either the people that were signed up for lighting and sound like didn't show up or no one signed up at all. So they had asked the group. They were like, is anyone willing to step in and have that role? And I had a friend who was doing it at the time, and she said she'd do sound. So I was like, I'll do lights with her. And I just ended up liking that way more
okay.
of just being in the back, not on stage,
yeah.
still being a part of something, but not exactly in the center.
That makes total yeah. sense. Okay, I gotcha. What about you? Yeah, what have you had to do to prepare for the play?
So I honestly really didn't come in for much of a part last year. For Beauty and the Beast, I did a lot of hair and makeup for the cast.
Oh, that's a thing too I didn't even think about.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. So I kind of walked into auditions this year and said, hey, like I'm open to any part, but I could do that again. And they decided to put me on stage this year, so.
Well, very cool.
I'm just kind of.
So you just do what you're told, huh?
pretty much.
So is it? What are you doing over there?
We also have dance and choreography that we got.
Yep. She was going.
Uh huh. Yeah, she was booking. She was getting down. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. I get it now. I got it. Yeah. So, all right. So tell us all about this. You know, is it this weekend? Is it when is this musical?
All righty. Well, I got a spiel. Okay.
Go so, for it. We've got 45 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, okay. So the dates are March 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Okay.
So on the first day, March 8th, it's on a Friday, and that is actually our dinner theater.
Oh.
And each seat is $25, and we cater from the Scioto River.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good food.
Yeah.
And the dinner starts at 6 p.m., and the actual show starts at 7 on Friday.
Okay.
And then Saturday, it starts at 7. And then,
but no dinner theater.
No dinner theater.
Okay,
just Friday. And then on Sunday, it is at 3 p.m. And then if you want to get tickets, you can go to oakhillmusic.luds.com. And
what? So what?
Okay. For pre-sale tickets, you can go to oakhillmusic.luds.com.
What does that stand for?
Ludus.
What does that stand for?
It's a ticket company.
It's a ticket company.
I'm like,
yes, ma'am.
I'm sitting here trying to think, like, what, what those letters mean. Okay.
Yes. Oakhillmusic.luds.com.
Okay.
The pre-sale tickets start at $10 for an adult and $5 for students. And then at the door, you can pay, I think it's $12 for adult and $7 for a student.
Okay, and then the dinner theater, how do you get tickets for that? The same way?
Same way, yep.
And how much are those?
Each seat is $25.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You get food and...
Yes, oh, Scioto River.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. What? So where is this located? Or where is it, at the high school? Or
Oak Hill Middle School / High School. It's in the cafetorium.
Oh, that's right. You guys have a...
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I'd forgotten about that. Okay. All right. Well, very good. This is going to be so fun. Yeah. So what does Pinocchio get to do?
Oh, a lot. I have a lot that I do. I'm in a lot of dances. I do a lot of fun little jazz hands. Obviously, my nose. That's the whole thing.
Does it grow?
Yes, it does.
So how do you do that?
So we haven't gotten the nose yet, but I believe it's like there's like a little mechanism in it because it goes over my head and around. And so whenever it's like going to be something where they have to get it right on time, which is where Bryn's part comes in. So they have like a song that they play where it goes and my nose grows. So it's like a timing thing.
Oh, this sounds stressful. You guys are stressing me out. How funny. I wondered about that when you said Pinocchio. I was like, his nose grow.
Yes. Yes, it does. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of a line. I'm not prepared. I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy. I haven't warmed up, so that's fresh off the plate. Okay.
I love that. That is so funny. Oh, they're so cute. I think each one of you should have to do a line.
Yeah, I did it. It's your turn.
My turn?
Yes.
Come on, Fiona.
Princess Fiona. Okay, let me see. A little bit of a song?
Yeah, we would love that.
I had nothing in that tower, fighting boredom by the hour. Princess lonely, walk in circles. I had only.
You gotta come for the rest.
Yeah. Oh! Oh, you're so good.
I mean, I don't have any lines, so I'd probably be like, pig three, turn off your mic. Turn off your mic.
You did that so well. Very convincing. Yes.
So I actually don't have any lines at all. I have half a song in the beginning.
That's good. Do you get to act or, you know, do, yeah, okay, yeah. Dance? Oh, we should make her dance.
No, yeah. We should not.
What?
No, thank you.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so funny. Well, I think that we should bring Mrs. Kugel over.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, come on. Because she's adorable. She's galloping over. It's so cute.
Hello.
Hi. So what's your involvement in the play?
So I am the head director this year. Mm-hmm. Me and Bryce Wertz, we were co-directing, but he took a step back this year. So I'm over all of it. And with that, now I don't have Bryce with me. We've got a lot of student involvement with helping this musical go about. Like, we've got some students who are staging choreography for some scenes. Miss Maggie Smittle is Shrek. So we have a female Shrek this year. Mm-hmm. And she does great. Yeah. She does a great job. But I'm like, Maggie, go work your magic on this choreography. Like, go tell them what do they need to do with their face. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of student involvement, like, even with, like, the poster, having an art student at
Oak. Oh,
shout out to Kylie Smith.
Kylie Smith.
Good job, Kylie.
Beautiful. But I think that's what I really enjoy the most this year of everything is that now that it's you know, I'm really the head director. I'm like, okay, guys, you got to help me out. Let's do this together.
Oh, and that's wonderful.
So much better because of it, because their minds are involved in it too. And it's better than what it ever could have been just with me and Mr. Wertz over it.
Sure. So, oh, yeah. There's the poster.
Yes.
Yes.
Smith's work. It's so cool. Much better than what I could have done on any.
She's awesome. So, mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah. So she made that and didn't charge us anything for it, just took her time to willingly do that for us in our show. So it's pretty cool. We got some amazing students. And so Shrek, like, you're going to see the talent. And it's them. Like, I'm just giving them a little bit of advice, but they are owning the show. They're incredible at what they do. So
awesome.
A lot of magic on stage. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, we appreciate you all stopping by.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can, yeah, this is going to be a great time. As you said, and I don't know that I've seen Shrek. I don't think so, because you're telling me about it, and I'm like, I don't, none of that's ringing a bell here. Not that there's a bell to ring. But anyway, but I am thinking that it's going to be just, no way can you go and not have a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, there's a song with Shrek and Fiona that has flatulence in it.
Oh!
I have to do that on cue.
Yes, yeah.
On cue.
Burp and fart.
Syncopated farting.
Yes.
Not and my burping. Favorite. And burping. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is talent.
It is. Yes. So you're gonna laugh. It's a funny show. It's one that you can just sit back and relax and enjoy. It'll be fun.
Very good. And that's the whole point after all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, ladies, thank you for stopping by and hanging with us this morning. You guys are so much fun. And yeah, well, break a leg. Isn't that what I'm supposed to say?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. She's so dramatic. No, very, very good. And no, thank you so much and good luck. And you guys are going to be great.
Thank you.
Of course, and come back if you have anything else you want to talk about.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Of course. We love having y'all here. All right. So, Dylan, do we have anything else planned for the day?
No, not really.
Okay. So, Dylan's going to come over and talk to me then after we do the weather forecast, and we'll change out our microphones and stuff. So, Mr. Hayden, thank you for pulling that up for us. Thanks, girls. We appreciate you. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Today, I've been gone for a week, so I have no idea what the weather forecast looks like. Evidently, I missed some crazy weather while we were gone. What is that? Look at you. What is he doing?
That's the right weather.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Now it looks weird. Okay. All right. So today is Monday. Is today Monday? Today's President's Day. Yeah, I think so. Monday, highs of 47, lows of 22. And then it does get like a little bit warmer as the week goes on. 54, 58 on Wednesday. And then next Thursday or on Thursday, 57. And I think that I saw that... Like, I think it's supposed to be, like, almost 70, like, next week, I think I saw. But I could be wrong on that. Maybe I dreamed it. I don't know. But anyway. So, hi, Dylan.
Hey.
He's changing out microphones. So, what are you up to? Did you guys miss me?
Very much.
Aw, he's so sweet. He says yes. Did anyone notice I was gone? Hayden's like, what? I didn't know you were gone.
Well, Hayden's also been gone a little bit, too. So it's pretty much just been me holding down the fort the past couple of days.
Yeah.
We had some fun episodes, though. I did a whole episode about my experience, like, going to college and building a snowman.
Okay.
It was a whole video, about an hour, of just me and Corbin driving around trying to get the supplies for the snowman.
For a snowman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what did I miss? It got really cold and snowed or something while we were gone.
Yeah, actually, there was a game I was going to. And on my way back, it just started snowing like crazy. And I think they put out like a weather warning and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was apparently like a really bad snowy day.
Apparently. You were in it.
Yeah, I didn't see it, though. Like, it was fine for me.
Oh, okay.
But everyone else said that it was terrible. On the highway I was on, it was like crystal clear, but apparently off in Jackson, like you couldn't even get out.
Gotcha. I wondered about that.
Yep.
But so do you watch baseball?
Not really.
Oh, Hayden, do you watch baseball?
No.
No. Oh, do you ever?
We're nerds.
Do you know who the Cincinnati Reds are?
Yeah. Do you, Hayden?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, at least we've gotten that far. So it's become kind of a joke around here for years that, so when my dad owned the radio stations years and years ago, and JJ worked there, and some of the staff, you know, that's here now worked there, inevitably, if you worked there, you had to run the board for games like you do sometimes, like Ohio State games or the Reds games or whatever, Bengals or whatever games. So two of the announcers for the Cincinnati Reds were Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxall. And
that's a weird last name.
Yeah. I don't think Joe's with us anymore, but Marty. So anyway, they were ornery to say the least. Ornery. So, and if you, like during commercial breaks or rain delays or whatever, you could hear them talking. in the background, and they would get into some seriously funny conversations. So we were on vacation last week, and Jamie and I are sitting in this lounge, and we're sitting beside this guy in like a group, and he's like, I think that's Marty Brenneman. And I'm like, shut up. And then he started talking, and I was like, yep, that's Marty Brenneman. And he was sitting right beside us, and it was so funny. And he was just as ordinary in person as he is on the air.
I don't believe I've ever heard him on the air.
Oh, God. So I talked to, I sent JJ a message. I'm like, dude, sitting next to Marty Brenneman. It was really funny. So, because we have some funny stories to tell about things that they said that we could hear, but no one else could hear.
Yeah. I think I remember you telling me about that, just how when you go off air, you can still hear them. They might not be broadcasting mm-hmm. over air, but the board ops can still hear them. Mm-hmm. I think I've had that happen to me before, too. I've never heard anything too out of nowhere.
Oh, Marty and Joe got wild.
It's just kind of funny when you hear someone go off. They go from this, like, it's like flipping a switch. They go from this, like, real professional sounding to just like, okay, we got about 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, no, it was funny, to say the least. But, anywho, so what else did you guys get into?
It was pretty much just me doing my thing, trying to host the episodes in a way that I could do. And I was more wondering, like, what is Jen doing off on vacation? Like, where did Jen go?
We went on a cruise with the family, and we went to San Juan, Puerto Rico.
San Juan.
Mm-hmm. Which, strangely enough, is U.S., but in a whole other place because it's a U.S. Territory. So we went there, and then we went to Tortola, which is British Virgin Islands, and then we went to St. Kitts. So, and it was very hot, unlike here.
Did you get a tan? Because, I know you said you might get a tan. I don't really see a tan.
I'm so paranoid about getting burnt that I just wear, like, a lot of sunscreen.
I remember when I got burnt once as a kid. Like, it's not good.
No.
No, it's horrible.
It's not good. And it's really, really hot, so it's, like, hard to be out a lot because we're just not used to it. So I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm, like, dying here.
Hey, but, Aiden, can you go to the email I just sent you and download that video?
So, I think my husband took a picture for you.
Oh.
But we'll show that to you off the air.
Oh.
I told him I'd find him a picture of some scantily clad island girls.
Oh. Yeah.
There were a few of those on the cruise ship.
Well, I do actually kind of have a funny story about that one thing you missed while you were gone.
Yeah.
I guess it's okay to tell the story since I told it on Pure Rock.
You have to now.
Well, so I went out to eat on Valentine's Day with just a couple of friends. And there was a girl working there. And she was our waitress, just kind of going around taking our orders and such. And I was just talking to my friends. I wasn't really thinking anything. And then they started talking to her, and they are asking her, like, do you go to college and stuff? She goes to college and works two jobs.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar to me. So yeah. They're like, oh, Dylan does that. And they try to throw me into the conversation, and I'm just focused on my food and stuff. You know, I'm not really caring. And then I start talking to her just a little bit, and then she leaves. And then they told me, like, you need to ask her out, man. You need to ask her out. And I'm like, I don't really feel like getting rejected on Valentine's Day, you know? Like,
that would be the worst.
I ain't really feeling this. And they're like, no, man, you got it. We'll go ahead and head out, and you just finish up here and, you know, ask her out. And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, you got this. And they leave. And then I was like, all right, I guess I'll give it a shot.
Well, now I got to because the peer pressure.
Exactly. So I went ahead and I asked her, like, hey, could I get your number? And then she's like, I got a boyfriend, and then just walks away. And I'm like, oh. You know,
dun dun dun. Poor Dylan.
Yeah, that sucked. But honestly, I thought it was kind of funny just because of like how it built up from like just the normal situation, and then they're just like, "No, do it," and I'm like, "I mean, I don't really feel it," you know. It was funny though. I ended up.
You get yourself in the craziest situations when it comes to that.
I do. I don't know how this keeps happening, but I do. Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes I wish I had like just a little camera on the top of my head and like a little mic built in, and I could just replay moments.
Well, they did Hank's day out. Maybe we should do Dylan's day out.
I don't want to do a Dylan's day out.
You just walk around. And
how about a Hayden's day out? My days are really boring. Well, that's why you got to do a day out. Yeah, go ahead and download that.
So were you like, oh man, Valentine's Day?
Kinda. I was just more like, man, I'm gonna kill those guys. Like, why'd they make me do this?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. But I mean, it was still a good night. And I mean, it's weird having like a Valentine's Day but with no Valentine.
Yeah.
Everybody makes Valentine's Day out for this big
such
thing.
Such a big ordeal.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not really that big of a deal whether or not you're alone on Valentine's Day, because I mean, it's just life, you know.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think, and it's like, who cares? You went out to dinner with your friends, cool. Like, I mean, that's a great Valentine's Day. Yeah,
I think that's perfectly fine enough.
Yeah.
And I mean, Valentine's Day,
somebody
me and my
special
friend,
to spend it with.
Well, me and my friend were talking about this. Like, how did Valentine's Day start? Who was the first guy that's like, or girl that's like, hey, we need to go out and make this day specifically dedicated to like that other person? And we were talking about it, and it turns out it was one of the, I forget what they're called, but like big, like famous figures, like, shoot, I'm trying to remember what it is, like Saint Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
That's the saint comes from something.
Yes.
And then there's like Saint something else, and then there's Saint Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And Saint Valentine was in prison one day. And I don't know how this dude ended up in prison, but the prison guard had a daughter who he would talk to on the regular. And then one day, I think he like broke out or something, but he left a letter for her. And it was just saying like, hey, I love you. And then it said, you're Valentine. And then they just made a day out of it.
Is that really true, or are you making that up?
This is the story I was told by my friend, but I mean, I probably told it like terribly. I bet it's way more in depth and way more meaningful than that. But yeah, that's the story I was told. And
I wonder how long ago that was.
I mean, let's look it up.
Yeah.
Why is Valentine's Day celebrated? Oh. Oh, dang. Yeah, just keep trying. It originated as a Christian feast day honoring something named Valentine, and later folk traditions has become a significant. Yeah, it doesn't sound like my story at all. I swear, that's what I was told. Oh, here it is. While in prison, Valentine cared for his fellow prisoners and also honored his jailer's bride, well, blind daughter. Legend has it that Valentine cured the girl's blindness, and that his final act before being executed was to write her a love message signed "From Your Valentine." Valentine was executed on February 14th in the year 270. I mean, that's just kind of a dark origin.
Wow, that's like really messed up that we're all like making romantic gestures out of that.
Yeah, I mean, that just seems dark. There's nothing romantic about that.
No!
I mean,
that's horrible.
I mean, it's cool he cured her blindness and wrote her a letter, but like, we murdered this man, dude. Like,
is wild.
It's not cool. Dang.
Interesting. So where'd all the Cupid and all that stuff come from?
Yeah, why is there a little naked baby?
I don't know. Look up history of Cupid.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm curious about that.
History of Cupid. Oh, there's also the history of the Cupid shuffle.
Yeah, well, no, we don't need to know.
Slide to the left. Side to the right. The original Cupid was more of a heartthrob than a cherub. Traced back to 700 BC, his character of legend was called Eros, Martin explains, the Greek word for desire. In the archaic periods, Eros, the son of
Aphrodite.
Jesus, why are these names so weird?
This is all Greek mythology.
The goddess of love would play with the hearts of mortals and gods to cause mayhem. That's also dark.
So Cupid's the son of is Eros, who's the son of Aphrodite, and he would mess with people. Is that what you're saying?
Hearts? I think so. Oh. This character of legend was Eros. Martin explained the Greek word for desire. In the archaic period, Eros, the son of Aphrodite, the goddess of love, would play with the hearts of mortals to cause chaos. I mean, it's not really talking about Cupid. It's about the dad. Or wait, is Eros another name for Cupid?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Okay. So he's the son
of Aphrodite.
Okay. Yeah. So he has the ability to mess with mortals, but he's a jerk about it. That's what I'm getting out of this.
He's just playing with their hearts.
Yeah. Not a nice man. So, there's some weird origins to this kind of stuff.
I know.
Strange.
It's like St. Patrick. What was the origin of that? He like led snakes out of Ireland or something.
Yeah, I've heard something about St. Patrick.
Yeah, I think
he was the first one. I don't know. My friend is very much into history, and he told me that St. Patrick was originally from somewhere else and then got kidnapped as a child and brought to Ireland.
That sounds right.
And then he started to like want to get out of there. So once he wasn't a prisoner anymore, he went back to his homeland. And then God contacted him in a dream and told him go back to Ireland and bring the religion over there. I think it was Catholicism.
Okay.
So he came back to Ireland and started the first church. And then that's why he celebrated. But I don't know. I mean, I don't understand.
Where'd I get snakes?
I don't understand how that correlates to pinching people when they don't wear green.
I mean, I don't know either. Why is that a thing?
That doesn't really make sense. I mean, I don't know how we got from there to there.
I don't know either.
But, I mean, I guess we did somehow. It's interesting.
The Feast of St. Patrick.
Why do we always celebrate everything with feasts? I mean, I guess maybe...
Because we all like to eat, because we're a gluttonous group.
I mean, I guess, but it just, like, in modern day, it kind of makes sense. But back then, maybe it was just like a, haha, we have food and other people don't.
Yeah, right. March 17th was the death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. It was made an official Christian feast day in the early 17th century and is observed by the Catholic Church, the a whole bunch of people.
Hayden, are you having any luck with that download?
I got it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, just load it up and we'll play it in a bit. Cool.
St. Patrick. Okay. I'm going to find snakes in here somewhere. I'm telling you. Yeah, the age of 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders, taken as a slave. It says that he spent 6 years there working as a shepherd, and that during this time he found God. God told Patrick to flee to the coast where a ship would be waiting to take him home. After he made his way home, Patrick went on to become a priest. Oh, you did? Wait. Patrick's efforts were eventually turned into an allegory in which he drove snakes, heathen practices, out of Ireland, despite the fact that actual snakes were not known to inhabit the region. So we're talking literally, not figuratively, not literally, right? So it's like bad people or spirits or something. Yeah, that's what that says too. Weird. Interesting.
History.
So how did we get into corned beef and cabbage and stuff?
I don't know. And like I said, why do we pinch people that don't wear green?
I don't know.
And how is it we get bad luck if we pinch them when they do wear green? How does that have anything to do with St. Patrick?
I don't know. Hayden looked that one up too. Why do we pinch people on St. Patrick's Day? They don't wear green.
Folklore, you get pinched on St. Patrick's Day for not wearing green because green makes you invisible to leprechauns. Leprechauns are mischievous creatures, according to legend, and they like to pinch people just because they can.
So if you wear green, you're invisible to leprechauns, and then they can't pinch you.
Poop anymore. It's Kugel now. So myself and Mrs. Kugel to share with us. But what's the difference, for those that might not know, the difference between a regular musical and the junior version? So
the junior version, it omits some scenes and songs. So it's about an hour long.
Okay.
And then a full-length musical is about 2 hours
long. 2 to 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. So like, you'll hear a lot of people have asked that question where, because they'll see the school is doing such and such junior, and they're like, well, what does that mean? So it just basically means, and plus it means it's a lot cheaper.
Yes. Yes.
When it comes to licensing rights and that type of stuff. So Shrek Junior, the musical coming up, or Shrek the Musical Junior, however you want to say it, is coming up. When are you guys performing it? So
we are performing it March 8th, 9th, and 10th.
So just a couple weeks ago, March 8th, 9th, and 10th. And you guys also, aren't you doing a special dinner theater version for one of the performances as well?
Yes, sir. For our first performance, we are having a dinner theater, and we are catering from the River.
Okay.
Scioto River. And each seat will be $25.
Okay.
The dinner will start at 6 p.m. March 8th, and the show will start at 7 p.m.
All right, so still plenty of time. So get your bellies full and enjoy some music. So let's talk about, so for those that might not know the story of Shrek, now I will say I've actually been a part of the Shrek, the musical cast, the actual adult version, so I know a lot about this musical. Yeah. Spent lots of hours putting into it. I was trying to remember. So I was Papa Ogre, one of the three pigs. I was Felonious. I was dressed as a lion walking across the stage during the traveling song scene. I was about six different characters in, so I have a passion and a love for this musical. But for those that might not know the story of Shrek, tell us what what they can expect. So somebody tell us. So tell us.
Okay. So basically, we follow the story of little Shrek, who then becomes obviously adult
mm-hmm.
Shrek,
yep.
And all of the fairy tale creatures get kicked out of Duloc by Lord Farquaad,
mm-hmm.
obviously the man behind all of it.
Yes.
And so obviously Shrek gets his swamp invaded by all these fairy tale creatures, and he's like, "Get out! I don't want you here." And
get out of my swamp!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so we just go through this big thing of, you know, Shrek goes to save Princess Fiona. They come back and we find out Fiona's an ogre. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes.
And it's like, finally, we realize that Farquaad isn't all who he's
right,
put
yes.
out to be. And we all live happily ever after like we're supposed to.
That's a good summary of it. So, and if you've not watched it, Shrek is a very beloved DreamWorks character. There have been 3 movies and several other spinoffs. And actually, I've heard that there's actually a 4th movie in the works long term.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
for those that are fans of the character, but created by Mike Myers. And so actually based on a kid's book that is a real kid's book that kind of pokes fun at fairy tales. And so if you're a fan of fairy tales, and literally every fairy tale creature
yeah.
is in it. So Pinocchio, who has obviously some lying issues and has some of the most fun scenes in the movie. And of course, Princess Fiona, who's been the traditional locked up in a castle, but not exactly what you're expecting, because she's waiting for prince that never shows up. And then Lord Farquaad, you know, who is, as you said, compensating for something. Because he's a little bit shorter than everybody expects.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. By the way, does your Farquaad have to walk around on his knees?
Yes, he does.
That's the one part I thought, no way I could ever play that role. There's just absolutely no way. So, but it'll be a fun experience. Of course, the dinner theater on the Friday night performance. What's the cost for the other performances?
All right. Well, you can get pre-sale tickets
okay.
at okillmusic.luds.com.
Okay.
And pre-sale tickets are $10 for an adult and $5 for a student.
Okay.
And if you want to get them at the door, adults are $12 and students are $7.
Awesome. But I would suggest not waiting.
No.
Because I think you guys have a tradition of selling out your performances
yes,
in the past.
We do.
And
mm-hmm.
and so you're guaranteed to get a great show. I know some people I will say this. When I was in school and when I was growing up, theater in schools was, you went, but it was more because your kid was in the production than anything. Nowadays, you got the productions that are put on at all of our local schools. You guys all do a phenomenal job. You put in lots of hours, and so we're looking forward to a great show and appreciate you. How many people in the cast?
Ooh, there's a lot.
I believe there's 40.
Around 40, that sounds about it. And it's it really is a big cast, and of course has a lot of a lot of fun songs in it, and you have, I'm assuming you have a pretty entertaining donkey, most likely. You have
to have yes, we sure do.
And then, so let's talk. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. So, if you're the lighting director, you like to be behind the scenes, but a lot of stuff goes into putting on a production like this. So, what are some of the things that like the lighting, that you as the lighting director and those that work behind the scenes have to do during a show like this?
Honestly, I don't know much for the stage crew because I'm usually not back there.
Okay.
But our little like lighting crew, we normally have to be at every practice just to make sure. By the time of performance that we can really have it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of note-taking and listening to the directors, on what we're supposed to do. But honestly, we get a lot of like free time back there.
There you
too.
Go. Okay, cool.
It's very
good. A little extra work, a little homework and stuff while you're back there. There's a lot of there's a lot of production that goes in, a lot of special effects and stuff that go into a show like this. So again, thank you guys for all that you do too. So, but again, it's coming up March 8th through the 10th, right? And again, that Friday night performance is a dinner theater production with food from the river. Anything else you guys want to share this morning while you're on air? Shout outs or anything like that?
Hi, Mom. I love you.
That'll work. That's good. That's good. That's good. Bonus points. Anybody else?
Shout out to Kylie Smith for doing our posters. She's also in my bed right now because we had a sleepover last night.
Okay. Because you guys have the chance to stay home, because I keep forgetting it's President's Day. It's like students don't have school today, so you guys get an extra day. So. Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to a great show. And again, check it out at Oak Hill. It's a high school, right?
Yes.
In the cafetorium. So check it out, 8th through the 10th of March. Tickets on sale now. And give us that website one more time.
OakHillMusic.LUDUS.com.
Okay, OakHillMusic.LUDUS.com. You can get those tickets ahead of time. And get them now, because it's going to sell out and you don't want to miss out. Shrek the Musical Jr. happening at Oak Hill High School. Ladies, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to send you out this morning with a little bit more music. In fact, we'll play something from Shrek. Here's Smash Mouth with I'm a Believer.
They're so cute and so excited, and we cannot wait for them to be able to perform their musical for you all out there. So please make sure that you make plans, not this coming weekend, but I think next weekend, first weekend of March, right? That's what they said? I think it was. To watch Shrek the Musical down in Oak Hill as the drama club putting that on, and they've done such a great job with it. So, all right, we do have to get out of here for the day. We hope that you've enjoyed the program, and we will be back here tomorrow with, did you say Apple City Players?
Yep.
Okay. They're doing something else. More drama. Okay. Very cool. So we will see you then. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.